people tell me the mass in the class they're learning in halacha chabur is this and that. The Talmud, they say, you know, they don't feel tainuk. They don't feel the tainuk. Some people are cut out for that. Some people that's their mahalach. You know, so they're not looking for tainuk. Some people is avoid this taka poskim always more shaykh to midas hadin. Poskim always look more the paskim din. Paskening din. Poskim halacha the convention always shaykh to din. Din is the hebachat tainuk. Shibshad is the people who are learning a lot of halacha. They don't enjoy it. They're people who first have to have morning seder. They have to learn the iyun of the sugya, and then they can bring it to halacha lemaisa. Because they have to go into the choshech, and then because they have their people with tzipia, and then there they get the tzipia, they get the moedik tzipia, and then in the afternoon they can plant it into the tainuk. But kula halacha is only somebody who's bechinas talmud Yerushalmi, or not somebody who's bechinas talmud chabad.
If you learn halakha that way through the Ian, it won't be din.
That's right, the Samtakas are din. That's right. Samtakas are kid. Harry, what were the Talmud? People in Babel were more sharp, or the Yishalmi were more sharp?
So why do you find the Paiskim is still. The real Paiskim aren't made for din?
I don't really. There's different tachanas. Moshe Feinstein was the softest man in the world. I'm saying he was a person. He was mamtik. He brought the chukka into the thing. The mamish asked such poitzach. Man, Zalman was a Rosh Hashiva. He was a Rosh Hashiva, and he was also a moedika soft. A moedika. He wasn't like shindika soft. All these mices, the gentle mices, all mices of Shlomo Zalman. Yet he was the poitzach adoh. Shlomo Zalman was a lamda. Shlomo Zalman was a lamda. Lamda means that he went into. And he came out of the Talmud and he brought it into halacha. You're allowed to give fry parents. You're allowed to give them to eat in your house. They're not making a bracha. You machshel them. So Shlomo Zalman told Ramandul Ban Tomi. Shlomo Zalman told Ramandul Ban Avada. Chil Hashem is a deraisa. Brichas and Einim is the rabbanon. So if your parents come on a hot day in the chilonim, they don't offer them a drink. Sorry, I can't have you a drink. Chil Hashem. Sinas chinam. I can't remember what he said. Sinas chinam, which is a deraisa. It's mamish a different nekuda. One's a tiny dika. Shlomo Zalman, I've never seen him. I spoke to him a few times. He's a medical tiny dika man. You've seen pictures of him. He's mamish a zayda. You know, like a. But that nekuda. And the mamish the same thing as Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein was mamish the most gishmaki yid. I know yid in the room. He said he was the most gishmaki yid. Mamish gishmak. That's the nakuda. Shall we say that a person who's only a lamdan, these people are usually filled. So just a lamdan who's only in the shem lamdanus is usually slightly filled. Because he's got this, anybody who's got a moedika yearning goes wild. Put it in the shava. You put it even if you give an iyun shir, but it's all straight. And you put it halacha lemaisa. Also, doesn't necessarily have to mean halacha lemaisa, meaning that you know this is aisha paskin chayav a potter. Also, halacha lemaisa means structure it, write it down, have it clear, bring it down from bilbil to clarity. I mean, that's halacha. That's halichas oila. It doesn't have to be that you're a poser. So if a person, let's say, he's got moedik of vilda lamdanas going on in his head, and he sits down and he puts it in, he breaks it down and he breaks it down and breaks it down until it's mamish, like a, you know, you can hear it. Like a shulchan aruch. And then what's the most gishmak hashir to hear? What have you seen? Dibros Moshe? Ramosha Banji. Dibros Moshe. What does he do? He puts you in the first 20 questions. Yes, he puts you in a terrible bilbil. Do you know what I mean? Puts you in a moedik of bilbil. Mamish breaks the whole sugi. You learn the sugi so hard that he pulls it apart. Mamish pulls it apart, puts you in the greatest bilbil. And then you come out, you read the next 50 pages, and you come out with a shining behir. And then that's who he was. Chaim Shulevitz used to say, learn the kashrus. Learn the Dibros Moshe, you can't spend 20, you know, you can't spend 20 years on one simon of Dibros Moshe. He says, learn the kashrus. He says, know how you could break up a sugya, how a person can feel that taka, there's so much, there's such a bilbil in the sugya. You should know that you haven't understood it. That's why he was machanach people to learn Dibros, the kashrus of Dibros Moshe. Das ist mein, das verstanden, the sugya. Learn Dibros Moshe. So that was Ramosha. So he had the whole time, he went into the choshech. He broke the whole sugya. That's it. It's kulo choshech. No behiras here whatsoever. And then, after breaking through the choshech, what did he find? He found the oira behiras. And then he built it. And then he put it all together again. And that's the tainuk. He was mamish taka or gishmaki yid. He was known to be a very gishmaki yid. Because he lived in the tainuk. He put himself in jail and he released himself.